With nations around the world struggling to contain severe acute respiratory syndrome or SARS, the head of the World Health Organization says efforts aimed at stopping the spread of the disease right now are the most crucial. The infection already is blamed for more than 300 deaths and 4,600 probable cases in 26 countries. As the head of the World Health Organization puts it, time really is of the essence when it comes to trying to keep SARS in check. SARS already has killed hundreds and infected thousands. WHO Chief Gro Harlem Brundtland told British television on Sunday that countries around the globe now have a window of opportunity to act.
We are not going over the top. We are doing what is prudent and necessary from a public health knowledge base to contain a new disease before it becomes global and constant as an added burden to humanity. We have a chance to do it now if we work together globally across the countries and do what is necessary to contain the outbreak.
Ms. Brundtland said safety measures such as airport checks on tourists and other travelers and travel warnings placed on affected countries were something of a burden, but they are vital to the efforts to contain the disease. She also reiterated that it is crucial that SARS not be allowed to spread into less developed countries, where the already overburdened healthcare systems there would have extreme difficulty coping.
All of us can help reduce considerably the burden of malaria to children in Africa and around the world. In this case, we all are at risk, and if the SARS epidemic or the outbreaks reach poor, least developed countries in Africa, we have a much bigger problem than as it is now mainly in industrialized, richer countries that have a public health base, have hospitals that are able to cope, although it's a burden on everyone.
The majority of the more than 300 deaths worldwide from the disease have occurred in Hong Kong and mainland China, but Toronto, Canada is the center of the largest outbreak outside of Asia. Tom Rivers for VOA News, London.